disastrous for Britain. I think, yes, Jim Callaghan is perhaps the more dangerous of the two, because he is more successful in conveying a false impression. You know, he has always been a prisoner of the...